Today on Family Talk.
In the eyes of the mainstream media, the role of fathers in American life has diminished somewhat over the years. But for the families who count on them, fathers have never been more important. Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh. Dr. Dobson has long been an advocate for the important contributions that men make in the lives of their children. And recently, he had the opportunity to share these values with Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Since 1986, Dr. Floyd has served as senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas. Last June, he completed a two-year term as president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He is currently serving as general editor of Bible Studies for Life, the largest curriculum series of Lifeway resources, which is studied by over 1.5 million people each week. Dr. Floyd also serves on the board of directors for the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. He is the author of 20 books. He has been married to his wife, Gina, for 40 years. They have two married sons and seven grandchildren. During the week leading up to Father's Day, Dr. Dobson was a guest on Dr. Floyd's popular podcast, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today. Let's listen in on that conversation right now on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Let me ask you a question today. As a man, is there anything greater than the privilege of being a dad? I mean, think about it. Is there any issue today that is more significant to our culture than the defense of the family and the vital role of fathers? Today, I'm going to interview the man who has been the foremost leader in preserving and promoting the institution of the family in American life. I am interviewing the man who has sounded the alarm for a long time on the importance of fathers in the culture. I think a true American hero who has championed the family and the role of fathers like no other man in recent modern day American history. Yes, today I am interviewing Dr. James Dobson. Dr. Dobson, thank you for being on this program today.
Well, Pastor, thank you for tracking me down. I'm in a hotel in Washington, D.C., and I agree with everything that you just said, that dads are incredibly important to families. I don't think most dads really realize just how significant they are. The scripture really gives about five key roles that fathers should play. And I scratched them down here just anticipating this call. The first is leadership in the family. I really do believe that God gives that responsibility to men, not that they override the will and purposes of the mother, but that a man should realize that his family depends on him to provide that ultimate leadership. The second is spiritual training at home. That often falls to the mother, but I'm convinced that men are as important in spiritual training as the women are. Third, of course, is protection for the family. That's a divinely ordered obligation. The fourth is provision. A woman can earn money, but ultimately it's the man's responsibility, I think, to see that the bills are paid and that money is earned for the family. And then I think the fifth is discipline. That falls a little easier to men than it does to women. So when a man does those jobs, he really ought to be honored, and I hope that the men and the families that are listening, you know, the women who are listening and the children who might be listening today will recognize that Father's Day is not just a day for giving socks and ties and off we go. It's a time to really let a man know that you care about him and that he's important to the family.
Absolutely. No question. Well, you know, the vital role of fathers, Dr. Dobson, has become so minimized in American life. And now it's such a major problem in society. I want you to, if you would, take a moment and reflect on how serious of a problem this is in America.
Well, I think it is very serious because of the tendency of men to overwork themselves. You know, it's just the easiest mistake to make, especially if you're good at what you do and you start being successful and raising money, and if whether it is as a pastor or as a teacher, whatever the job you do, if you don't leave time for sure. those that depend on you at home, everybody suffers. And I believe that's occurring. I think that there's a tendency today for men not to realize just how important the relationship with both the sons and the daughters is. You know, Pastor, everybody seems to know that fathers need their sons because boys are not born knowing how to be a man or even how to be a boy. They identify totally with their mothers in their early days, and men realize that boys need them. What they don't often understand is that girls need their fathers as much, if not more, than boys do. Because a girl's self-esteem hangs precariously on the relationship between her and her father. He's probably the first male that will kiss her or hug her or tell her that she's pretty or affirm her to make her feel important. That's a dad's job for a daughter. And if we don't notice her, we look right past her, it really does something to the spirit of a girl.
Absolutely.
So there are just so many responsibilities that a man has.
Yes, no question about it. Well, you know, after all these years, Dr. Dobson, of you championing the place of fathers and their value, let me ask you this question. What is the most unintentionally missed lesson by dads?
Well, I think I just touched on it. I think it's becoming so busy and so involved outside the home that, you know, we're worn out when we get home and our kids are already in bed, and we just fail to realize that what is missed there cannot be recaptured. I have to admit something to you. When I got out of graduate school, I'd worked hard to get the PhD, and when it was finally finished, the whole world opened up to me. And I began taking everything that came. I remember going 17 nights without being at home during one period of time. And it was good stuff. I mean, I was working in church, and I was writing books, and I was teaching, and I was doing the counseling and all that good stuff. But my father, who was always a moral beacon for me, wrote me a letter, and he took me to task, and he said, I'm proud of you. I think that you're doing great things, and God is really blessing you. But I'm telling you, if you're too busy for your kids, you are going to make a big mistake. And when you sit where I sit today, you will regret not taking the time to pray for your kids and to invest in their lives. At that time, I only had a three-year-old daughter, but I got it, and we made changes in my life, and it's one of the reasons I left the academic world and started the radio program so I could be at home. I bet you've thought some of those same thoughts, haven't you?
Absolutely. There's no question about it, and you nailed it. And that's what happens with dads who have an element of success about them, and men are so driven by their success. Well, let's assume today that we still, obviously, those who will listen, Dr. Dobson, many of those dads, they'll still have children living within the home. Well, what are two or three lessons, perhaps, you wish that you had known in your earliest years as a father? Now, you just exposed one of those lessons, and your dad corrected you and got you on target. But is there another lesson or two that, as you look back, boy, I sure wish I would have done that. I should have known better, and I didn't know. And, You know, you may have corrected it later, but, you know, you wish you'd have done it earlier in your life.
Well, especially today, our kids are growing up in a world much farther gone into moral decline than the world in which we were born. And there are so many dangers out there. You know, what they hear in school, what they hear on the playground, what they'll hear as adolescents. And if we're not paying attention, the culture will take our family to hell. I'm absolutely convinced of it. I have seen it. And my dad is right. There is nothing that will compensate for that when you're engaged outside the home to the degree to which you're failing to notice what's taking place there. And for that matter, you know, your wife needs you tremendously, too. She should not bear the total responsibility for raising children in this kind of world. I have said in my newer book on the legacy, the most important thing you can give to your children is faith in Jesus Christ. And that is job number one. There's nothing more important than doing that. If you don't take time to pray with your kids, pray for your kids, and involve them in devotional times and take them to church. I won't ask you this question, but I wonder how many people in your church on Sunday will take their kids to a little league game or to even play in a little league game. Now, that sounds like something good that a father should do. He should take his boys out to play little league, but not at the expense of the spiritual aspect, because that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And that is now probably one of the most pressing issues, Dr. Dobson, within churches across America, is the very thing you touched on right there. How can families honor dad, not just in the coming weekend, but perhaps beyond, and do it in a special way, just like you said a moment ago, in a special way, more than the normal gift of a necktie or a pair of socks or something you absolutely do not need? You have any thoughts on that?
I sure do, because everybody needs to be appreciated.
Yes.
You know, dads are no different. They need to know that they're making a difference and that you care. I remember when my little girl was about three and I had to drive a long way to get to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, and I would leave every morning with my briefcase, and Danae would cry. Yeah, she would cry because I was leaving. It was a personal affront to her that I couldn't stay home with her. But she made me know I was important to her. And Shirley always honored me, too. I've always appreciated the fact that anytime Shirley had something to say about me, it was positive and it was honoring. That's what dads need. They need to know that that they play a role that's critically important and they're loved at home. I think most many men would be willing to take up the responsibilities that God has given them if they knew they were not just in the house, you know, then they don't just earn a living, but they're there to protect and provide and care for and teach and train and guide. And those can't be replaced by just anybody. That's a dad's job.
Yes, that's wonderful. Great insights, Dr. Dobson. Well, honoring people has become so minimized in American life. From honoring political leaders to spiritual leaders to community leaders and even leaders in the home. Here's my question, Dr. Dobson. Where has the honor gone in America?
Well, you do make an assumption there, and it's not always true, but it often is, that we don't honor each other, not just fathers or mothers on Mother's Day, but we really have a responsibility to honor each other. And people light up when you do that. I think it's an accurate assumption that in our culture, we're thinking about other things. you know, and it is important to remember to just care for one another, to send a note of appreciation, or to take some food over to somebody. I mean, everybody needs to know that they're appreciated, and we should address that need, certainly in those that are close to us.
Yes, that's right. Well, Dr. Dobson, in 2001, you wrote a book on Bringing Up Boys. That's when it was released. And reflecting on what you said then and knowing what you know now about this issue, do you happen to have any new thoughts or insights about bringing up boys specifically?
I don't think so, Pastor. I think the facts are not what's in dispute. They don't change because the Scripture is very, very clear. And I think it is not that different now than it was in 2001. The job is not to redefine the role of fathers, but simply to give priority to those that are around us. I admitted early in my life that I got pretty taken with myself. It's very easy to do that. When you're successful and things go well, it's very easy to just get absorbed with it. I thank God that because of my dad's counsel and other people, that I got it. I awakened before it was too late. And right now, I'll tell you, I've got a son and a daughter-in-law and two grandchildren. They are the most important thing in my life other than my relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's all linked together. And I talk to them nearly every day, both of them, all of them, because that is burned into my heart and my soul. And maybe because of this conversation today, somebody will say, you know, it really is true. I'm forgetting the most important thing. And I'm sure you've thought those same thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Dr. Dobson, I was reflecting on preparing to have the privilege to interview you. I was thinking back, and I was a very, very young man at that time, really just very young adult. That's what I was. But it was a difficult time in the 1980s and 1990s in America. You were so engaged with other national leaders who stood beside you championing the family. If you men had not done this then, there is no telling where we would be today. I want you to mentor our listeners for a minute or two and tell us about two or three people who were with you out there on the front lines of the culture with you, fearlessly and courageously championing the family in American life.
You know, three come to mind immediately that really made a difference in my life. And the first is my dad. I talk about him often. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he prayed for me. I think he prayed for me every day. And my dad was a prayer warrior, and when I say he prayed long hours for me and then for my family. And then when he saw that I was missing the mark, in a very kind way, he helped to pull me back. A second person that had great influence on me was Chuck Holson. He became a brother to me, and I miss him, too. He's also gone on to be with the Lord, and I talked to him on the phone sometimes once or twice a week, taking his pulse and he mine. He was also willing to say things to me that were hard to say. And he had a lot of influence on many, many Christian leaders. And the third one might surprise you, but it was Adrian Rogers, Baptist minister at Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis. And he served as a member of my board. I want to tell you, when we invited him to join our board, the first day he was there, he changed the entire board just by the warmth of his personality. And you knew him too, didn't you?
Absolutely. Knew him well. What a tremendous man of God.
And he's gone too. I've lost my three mentors there. Now maybe I can pass it on to others.
Absolutely. And that's what you're doing today. And we really, really do appreciate this. Dr. Dobson, let me turn it this way for a moment. From all the life you have lived and all the books you have written and all the thousands of radio programs you have done, what is the one thing that stands out today that is the number one key to bringing success in the family?
I think it's giving priority to those that matter most.
Mm.
You know, I want to evangelize the world. I know you do, too. It's the Great Commission,
yes,
to go into all the world to preach the gospel. And that is very, very important. But evangelism begins at home. And you start by making sure that your own children know the Lord and have their values straight, and that you have lived a consistent life at home. You get that straight, and everything else tends to fall into place.
Love it. No doubt about it. Hey, one final quick question, Dr. Dobson. I've got to ask you this. Would you tell all of our listeners today what it means to you to be a dad?
You know, it's a cliche to say some of the things I've said today because people have heard them. They're not new ideas at all. But when you have that kind of relationship with your kids, like I have with my son and daughter and daughter-in-law today, I can't tell you what it means. It is everything to me because I want to be loved by people. I guess we all do. But there is nothing like feeling like that you did the best you could. It wasn't perfect. And what you did at home was not perfect because we all make mistakes. And you can no more be a perfect parent than you can be a perfect human being. But when you feel like you've paid the price to do it as best as you can, and you poured love into those around you, man, there is nothing like that. And there is also nothing like failure at that point. I kind of feel like maybe some of what we have said today has made some people who didn't get that done feel that somehow that they have failed, but it's never too late. I've actually had people in their 60s and 70s whose children are still reaching out for them, are still trying to hear those words, I love you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. But you can still build a relationship even late in life, and I do hope that some of what we've said today will motivate some people to do that and to say that I do care and I'm going to call that son or that daughter that I've been estranged from, and I'm just going to tell them how much I love them, how much I appreciate them. It'll be interesting to see what would happen.
And those are some valuable insights about the importance of fathers in the home. On today's Family Talk broadcast, you've been listening to a conversation featuring our host, Dr. James Dobson, as a guest on a recent edition of the popular podcast called Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today. During the heart of this interview, Dr. Dobson shared five essentials for effective fathering in the modern era: leadership, spiritual training, protection, provision, and discipline. When you visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org, you'll find a number of helpful resources for you as a father or for the father in your life. Go to drjamesdobson.org and get a copy of Dr. Dobson's June newsletter, which centers on a father's dedication. Do a search for the word fathers and see how many results come up. Last time I checked, it was nearly 350 articles, broadcasts, and commentaries on that subject. Again, you can access our broadcast page by clicking on drjamesdobson.org. if you found today's conversation to be helpful to you. Let your voice be heard using our new listener feedback line. Dial toll-free 844-823-2669. Finally, thanks so much for your prayers and your ongoing financial support of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. You can make your donation securely online when you go to drjamesdobson.org. You can make your contribution over the phone when you call toll-free 877-732-6825. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.